In late July 2017, it seemed as if every media outlet around the globe had become obsessed with the state of human sperm counts. Psychology Today cried, "Going, going, gone? Human sperm counts are plunging." While the BBC declared, "Sperm count drop could make humans extinct." And the Financial Times announced, "Urgent wake-up call for male health as sperm counts plummet." A month later, Newsweek published a major cover story on the same subject, "Who's Killing America's Sperm?" By the end of the year, my scientific paper, Temporal Trends in Sperm Count, a systematic review and meta-regression analysis, which sparked these stories, and hundreds of others around the world, was ranked number 26 among all referenced scientific papers published worldwide, according to Altmetrics' 2017 report. This truly was the drop heard round the world. These days, the world as we've known it feels as though it's changing at warp speed. The same could be said for the status of the human race. It's not only that sperm counts have plummeted by 50% in the last 40 years, it's also that this alarming rate of decline could mean the human race will be unable to reproduce itself if the trend continues. As my study collaborator Haggai Levine, MD, asks, what will happen in the future? Will sperm count reach zero? Is there a chance that this decline would lead to extinction of the human species? Given the extinction of multiple species, often associated with man-made environmental disruption, this is certainly possible. Even if there is low probability for such a scenario, given the horrific implications, we have to do our best to prevent it. This is especially worrisome because the sperm count decline that's occurring in Western countries is unabating. It's steep, significant, and continuing, with no signs of tapering off. As Danish researcher and clinician Niels Skakebæk, MD, who was the first person to alert the scientific community to the role of environmental factors in sperm decline, said, "It's an inconvenient message, but the species is under threat, and that should be a wake-up call to all of us. If this doesn't change in a generation, it is going to be an enormously different society for our grandchildren and their children. Indeed, if the decline continues at the same rate, by 2050 many couples will need to turn to technology, such as assisted reproduction, frozen embryos, even eggs and sperm that are created from other cells in the laboratory, yes, this is actually being done, to reproduce."